This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. The Adams County coroner has confirmed to CPR that Elijah McClain's autopsy report has been changed. The amendment to the report was prompted by a grand jury investigation into the violent arrest and subsequent death of the 23-year-old McClain in 2019. That investigation also led to the indictment of three officers and two paramedics. Autopsies are public records, but grand jury testimony is sealed. After multiple attempts of trying to obtain that amended autopsy, CPR News sued the Adams County coroner on Thursday night to get the new report. Offices in Fremont County are still closed 2 weeks after being targeted by a cyber attack. CPR's Paolo Jalsita has more.
A state investigation has determined Black Hat ransomware is to blame. Black Hat is a type of malware that forces its way into secure computer systems and shuts them down. Officials have not confirmed whether they have paid the ransom requested by hackers or how much it was. The attack compromised the personal information of county employees and a small number of residents. The county will offer credit monitoring services to those affected by the leak. I'm Paolo Shasta, CPR News.
This weekend in Colorado Springs, it's the 46th Labor Day liftoff and dozens of hot air balloons. Here's CPR's enthusiastic Southern Colorado reporter Dan Boyce.
Just all sorts of colorful balloons take flight, including big animal and monster balloons, Darth Vader and Yoda. Weather permitting, look east of the city in the early mornings over the Labor Day holiday and you'd think we live in New Mexico. Other festival events include a Krispy Kreme donut eating contest, Air Force Academy skydivers, and the event's first 5K race. In Colorado Springs, Dan Boyce, CPR News.
Well, a more modest and luminous spectacle is rarely seen in Colorado, but it does happen here.
I mean, when it's like that, it's just so magical. They're just everywhere. Oh, I think I saw one.
That's when you see a firefly, and we'll go looking for that elusive lightning bug a little later this morning. I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News.